Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. This week, I'm joined by a giant of the gardening and nursery world, a fourth generation plant grower and chairman of one of the largest wholesale nursery suppliers in Britain. From Hillier's, it's Robert Hillier. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast, and to my producer, Charlie Jones. What a difference a week makes. And I make no apology for referring yet again to the weather. I mean, that May bank holiday, just unbelievable. Clear blue skies, really hot, and stuff, well, it just romped into growth. I can tell you, it was with mixed blessing. You know, I need at least an hour on the hose each day now to look after the stuff, especially for Chelsea Flower Show. You let big aces get dry and the leaf tips go brown in just minutes, so you can't let your eye off it. But there, you know, let's enjoy it. I was interested actually to see Lucy Chamberlain's Twitter about picking her first sweet pea from the garden. Well, with really warm days and cold nights, I have the fear that there could be a bit of bud drop on sweet peas. So if you've got young plants and the buds do suddenly go yellow and drop, don't worry. Once the weather gets more reasonable, the plants will grow out of it. I've been growing them, goodness, for 70 years and think I've got the worst set of plants I've ever grown this year. It's just time. You know, gardening just needs attention to detail. I let them get a little bit dry. Then the slugs got at them in that wet spell. And then with the cold, it just delayed growth. I have my fingers crossed. They're all tied. They're on the move, and with a little tender, loving care, they should be all right in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. When it comes to news this week, I was interested to read that the late John Brooks, who died last March, he was the pioneer of the room outside concept when it comes to garden design. And speaking at his last public appearance at the Garden History Museum, he said, "I hate to disappoint all you people, but plants have always been of secondary importance to me." What a gulf, then, between that design philosophy and we gardeners who love to grow things. I'm afraid I still believe attractive gardens are grown rather than by design. But there you are. There's a lot of argument about that. I do have confirmation from 70 garden centres nationwide that March sales really did make depressing reading. Outdoor plant sales overall were over 30% down, as were the hard landscaping materials. The bright spot was houseplants, up 11%. But that'll be partly explained by Mothering Sunday and the first 2 days of Easter that month. There is no doubt, however, that young people are bringing houseplants back indoors, particularly those that are succulent and pretty well look after themselves. We'll be featuring some houseplants that are fairly straightforward and easy to grow in our Chelsea Container Revolution design in 3 weeks' time. When it comes to advice, well, I think it's fairly safe for most of us to get cold greenhouses planted up with tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, aubergines and all those tender glasshouse crops. And I can't recommend enough the grafted kinds, where you have a rootstock which is really strong, vigorous and resistant to disease, and then grafted on top of it high quality varieties. It's certainly worth the extra money that skilled operation involves. And if, for example, you're paying several pounds for one grafted tomato, then train up three stems rather than one, and then you've reduced your cost no end. Grafted plants certainly have the vigour to carry three stems, and that's what I'll be doing with my tomatoes and peppers, certainly. Last week, you may remember we had Richard Jackson as an interview, and he was singing the praises for his inspiring spell with Hilliers. And in fact, hundreds of people must have had similar experiences over the years. And today, by coincidence and good fortune, we have the boss, the chairman of Hilliers, Robert Hillier, on the line. Good afternoon, Robert. How are you?
Good afternoon, Peter. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I would have been happier without that wind and rain that just absolutely thrashed my trees. You know, I got a cherry just coming out in the flower and Malus van Heseltine, and the lawn is now carpeted with buds and flower petals. What?
Yeah, well, funnily, strangely, we were told we were going to get it as well, the storm. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it didn't touch us at all, really. We had a bit of a wind, but no rain at all.
You lucky fellow. I mean, it's been a really demanding spring, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been... I don't remember a spring like it, do you, Peter? I mean, it's been so uncertain. There's been three lots of snow down here in Hampshire, which is pretty unusual in one season. We've had rain to fill our reservoir over several times. you know, it's been a most extraordinary year.
It has. And those extremes from snow to temperatures, well, in my polytunnel went over 100. I mean, how can plants cope with those extremes? You're smiling.
Well, it was extraordinary because, of course, we had that wonderful weekend a couple of weekends ago, and the temperatures were so high. And I found the extremes in temperature from a cold day on the previous day. Just difficult to cope with, and certainly the plants. But it did bring the people out, which was good.
It did indeed, yes. It got them gardening. Can we just sort of set the scene a bit? I mean, you, the fourth generation, it's a pretty onerous inheritance you've got, isn't it?
It's quite a responsibility, yes. And I've always treated it as such, and I've always felt that my role was as a steward. You know, it was created by obviously the previous generations, and my role was to try and look after it and to develop it and make it suitable to hand on to the next generation.
And just think of the changes in your period, eh? I mean, it would have been predominantly bare root, would it?
It was all bare root, yes. And I mean, polythene had only just been introduced, and chemicals had only just been introduced almost by the time I was starting, sort of 60 years ago, I suppose. And you can't imagine being without those things now, can you? And obviously, pots were developed, plastics, and so on. I know some of these are getting a bad name at the present time, but they've been a wonderful thing for the industry and helped us develop it in a way that we can sell plants all the year round and that we can control weeds and so on. But it's a bit all under pressure at the moment, I think.
Very much so. I mean, most of your woody stock would now be up out of the ground in containers. Is that fair to say?
Not on the tree side, of course. The majority of trees are still grown in the open ground and they're either bald, but we do grow trees, as you know, up to larger sizes, and we actually do containerize trees for customers who want them for specific periods of the year and so on. And so we do have, a proportion of our trees, but it would be probably only sort of 25% or so of our trees are grown in containers.
Oh, right. So you've still got a biggish area of soil-grown trees.
Oh yes, we've got over 600 acres under production of both trees and shrubs.
You know, because there's not many of you left, is there? Skilled knives people.
No, it's been quite a sad sort of decline, and I think perhaps in a way, some people have perhaps given up growing themselves because you know, the pressures of getting the right crops on the right time and the right availability. It has been a challenge. We keep going, and it is a challenge, particularly when you're trying to anticipate fashion and what people are going to want. But you know, we've carried on and done our best, and so, you know, it's worked out pretty well.
It is one hell of a gamble, isn't it? I remember speaking to John Richardson recently. You know, you start to propagate something and it's 5 years before you can harvest it in some cases.
Exactly, yeah. We grow most of our... We do quite a lot of budding still and a little bit of grafting, but we do buy in WIPs sometimes, you know, obviously to help reduce the time scale and actually to manage the numbers better. When you propagate stuff yourself, you tend to, you know, either tend to end up with too many or too few.
I've seen that, yes. But Robert, we're just a week or two away from the Chelsea Flower Show, and that's just another formidable task, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, and we're all getting very prepared and very excited about the whole thing, as we always do. But yes, it's an enormous challenge every year.
You'll have the biggest exhibit again in the Great Pavilion.
Yes, we are the biggest site. We're going to be alongside the monument site, which this year has the RHS and Tom Stuart Smith and the Bridgewater Garden on it. And our site will still be quite a bit bigger than the monument site. Yeah, so it's challenges again. I think in some ways we tend to think if we're going to keep going, and after our traditions of winning, you know, 72 gold medals in a row and all this, you know, you feel you have to continue, really. That, you know, we have a wonderful team here of people who can cope with larger sites, and that's what we decide to do. We might as well have the maximum impact to sustain that tradition that we have at Chelsea.
I mean, over the recent weeks, I've been fighting with health and safety, with insurance, with passes for staff, sorting out vehicles to get them in and out. I mean, having an enormous exhibit at the Chelsea Flower Show right in the centre of London, I mean, the logistics are frightening, aren't they?
They are indeed, and it's because we've got a good team of people here who you know, have been doing it for a long time, that we tend to get it right most years. And as you say, it's arranging all the paperwork, all the administration. And you know, we have a very good lady here, Jill, who's been doing it for many years and is very, very good at it. But of course, the regulations keep changing, don't they, Peter?
Oh, don't.
And that means there's challenges for us old boys, you know, coping with all this technology and stuff.
I need a young lady like you to fill my forms in, you know. Now, have you got any exciting new plants you're going to introduce?
Yes, we're looking forward. We've got three main ones, which are fun. There's an Oryngium called Blue Waves, which is a new one with a very strong stem and large bracts in the beautiful blue colour. We've got a salvia Rhythm and Blues, it's called. It's a hybrid of Gaurantica, the hummingbird stage, I'm told. And what's interesting about it has long black stems, which have these beautiful deep blue, purpley blue flowers on the top. So it's quite a unique one out of what is quite a big host of salvias around at the moment. But it is a wonderful plant, and they go on flowering so well.
And you're going to launch that with rhythm and blues then? Are we going to have the music to back it on the Monday? I mean, you usually come up with something, don't you?
Yes. Well, actually, what we're coming up with this year, which is a rather nice one, because I think it's helping young people. But we've actually got a young man called Kieran Williamson, who's going to be, he's a 15-year-old young man from Norfolk, and is apparently now one of the world's most sought-after professional young artists. And he's actually going to be painting the whole of the stand, but also obviously featuring these plants as well.
Well, that's a lovely idea. I like
it's
the sound
of that.
It's
a great idea, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, he's apparently very well known, and his first painting sold for £14,000.
Goodness.
And indeed, he's bought his parents a house, and he's still only 15 years old. So I'm looking forward to meeting him.
What a wonderful story.
Well, it's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're excited about that one. And he will be painting two paintings during his time with us on the stand, and we're going to be auctioning those for Wessex Cancer Care on after the show. So that's really exciting. It's going to be very interesting for the public and the press when they come along to see him actually painting the paintings, and knowing that they're going to benefit charity is going to be great.
Well, and you're going to have to bid for it, aren't you? I mean, you can't let that go. I mean, I was sitting here thinking, well, will the boss get that painting? You know, that when these things happen, they usually end up with the boss.
Well, we'll see if we can afford it after Chelsea.
Well, if his first one sold at that, looks if it could be quite
exactly.
A fierce bidding.
He's a remarkable young man.
Yeah. Well, Robert, thank you very much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you. I hope I can cope with yet another Chelsea. I think your brother John and I sort of vie with one another as to who went first. He went with your dad, I think, and saw the schoolmaster in the queue.
Oh, right. I went when I was at school, but I think it was about 1960. It was my first one, so...
I can give you 8 years, you know.
Okay, well done. Well, I'm trying to keep up with you. You know that, don't you, Peter?
Yeah. Robert, very much appreciate your time. And
okay,
as I say,
lovely to talk to you.
Look forward to seeing you at Chelsea.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
All the best, Peter.
What's on? Well, this week, it's the RHS Malvern Flower Show. Lovely spring show, that is, against the backdrop of the Malvern Hills. That's on from the 10th to the 13th. Oh, and on the 12th of May in the paper, we've got a ready-planted hanging basket offer. And so if you just want a bit of colour without much work, there you are, that offer has two hanging baskets come to your door, and all you got to do is hang them on the bracket. Now, how about my thought for the week? Last week I had that little verse from Robert Frost, and I got a few more along the same lines. Actually, I happened to pick up my granddaughter's A-level English file. Goodness, I don't know how on earth youngsters cope with that work. But she was studying William Blake, and I came across this verse, which I thought was appropriate, as we have young people at schools growing oaks from acorns. And William Blake's poem, The Echoing Green. Old John with white hair does laugh away care, sitting under the oak among the old folk. They laugh at our play, and soon they all say, such were the joys when we were girls and boys. In our youth time were seen on the echoing green. So there you are. I hope you have the spirit of children as you spend time under the oaks. Thanks again to our sponsor, Sutton Seeds of Torquay. And thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk. www.ecoreserve.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.